Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. Now, your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
Hey folks, Justin Hermes here from Real Estate Realities. Thanks for joining me on another show. Boy, it is exciting. We are into April and I love it. The sun's coming out. And today's show is a work-live topic, okay? We're talking with Noah Klingen about Pioneer Construction, about how you can take your business and utilize it to own or occupy a house. There's a lot of mixed-unit dwellings here in Colorado Springs where you can live, work in the same place, and control your overhead expenses. We always talk the good, the bad, depending who you are. The greater Colorado Springs area, this is just an unbelievable statistic, has hit a 50% rental rate. 50% of the people living in the greater Colorado Springs area are renters, folks. So that number will continue to grow, unfortunately, as housing becomes not affordable for the average American. And so that's why we press hard with this show. Plant the seed now, watch it grow. It's something you're really going to have to be aware of, especially if you're looking to pass down a legacy to your kids, because there just will be less home ownership as we go through time. So anyway, one thing I want to share with you before we get into the next segment with Noah, and then also we have Daniel coming on the third segment, the Unified Title, is really the fact that I had somebody today, I was telling them a story, or yesterday, matter of fact, about a radio listener who was moving out of a single family home into a fourplex, and they said, they're scratching their head, they go, that makes no sense. Why would someone move out of a single family home into a fourplex? And then I explained the scenario. I said, here's the deal, you know, you sacrifice now and you move out of the unit, and all of a sudden you're looking at about $1,000 a month cash flow for this individual using a VA, no money into the deal. It's like one of the best house hacks out there, right? And what better yet to use it on a fourplex, because it has such great cash flow and such great tax shelters. And the person really looked at me with a dumbfounded look, and I'm going, well, how do you not get it? I just explained it. That's the sweetest deal you could get. And they go, I don't get how that works. And I just went, wow, I got to reach more radio listeners. I have to get the word out on this stuff, because it is really life changing and sad to see, because I would say probably most realtors out there would want to say, no, you deserve a bigger, better home. You deserve the best. I want you to get what you want now. Don't delay gratification. And I'm going, well, I think you should. You should live well below your means. We should do some of these cool things to, you know, create long-term passive income. And sadly, it doesn't excite some people, because they want the get-rich-quick deal. They want to be having the cool cars right away, the big houses to impress their friends. And, you know, in my heart, I just go, that stuff doesn't satisfy, number one. And number two, you know, the get-rich-quick thing doesn't work. You know, the long-term dues is what makes you successful. And that's what the show's about, folks. So if you're turning in for the first time, you're listening to Justin Hermes, that's what I help people do. Build passive income through real estate. It's changed my life, and I just want to pass it along to you and have it change your life as well. If you have questions over the break, feel free to call 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. We'll be right back with Noah Klingen. Are you ready for a new sensation?
Knock on the door and the night begins. 'Cause we've done this before, so you come on in.
We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
And welcome to my house. Baby, take control now. We can't even slow down. We don't have to go out.
All right, folks, welcome back into the second segment here of Real Estate Reality. You're listening to Justin Hermes. If it's your first time tuning in, I sell properties, help people make passive income, about 100 a year, and we manage about 160. We're about the long-term wealth building, folks. That's what it's about. Today's show title is Work and Live. That's right, folks. controlling your destiny is really the big thing when we talk about somebody who owns their own business, not having to rent, being able to lock in a consistent overhead. And that's why we're bringing Noah Klingon on. Noah has done a ton of construction work for us, very reputable, has worked at the Pikes Peak Regional Building Department, licensed contractor extraordinaire, does fantastic work. So if you need work done on your house, whether it's something small or whether it's something large, like a basement finish or a complete remodel bathroom kitchen, he's the guy you need to call. His number is 719-822-9222. Again, that's 719-822-9222. No job is too small or too big for Noah. He will knock it out of the ballpark for you, as he's done for us many a times. And so what we're going to talk about with Noah is, you know, really what he did, he just purchased the mixed-use property, and he's running his business out of there, folks, while collecting rent from the front house, folks. It's a thing of beauty. It's something you need to think about if you're an entrepreneur, and being able to get out and own your destiny when it comes to the overhead you may be experiencing running your own business, folks. So welcome in, Noah. Thanks for joining us today in the studio.
Yep, thanks for having me, Justin. Glad to be here.
You got it. Of course, we gave the radio listeners a backstory, how you've done a ton of construction work for us, the no job too big, no job too small. You've worked at Pikes Peak Regional. No better person, folks, to have working on your house than Noah. He has that credibility. He knows the code. You know it's going to get done right. And so just tell us a little bit more background for the radio listeners. Number one, what you do. Number two, some contact information, and we'll go from there.
Absolutely. There's not a whole lot we don't do, actually. We do decks, roofs, basement finishes, kitchen remodels, fences are a big one right now with that recent windstorm we had. Yeah, you name it, we'll do it.
And that's the key, folks. You know, no job too big, no job too small. Noah's been in business here for a while. We gave quite a bit of a backstory and talked about how you've really controlled your own destiny now, purchasing your own building for business use while having a renter in the front house paying you rent as well. It's a thing of beauty. You own many investment properties. Tell us things you should consider about when you're purchasing a commercial property, and then some construction things with yours specifically that you would say, hey, these were things I had to think about.
Absolutely. When I first started looking at purchasing the property, I looked at setbacks, zonings, obviously really important. Can I use it for my construction business? You need to find out these things before you actually make that purchase. One day I might want to scrape the lot and rebuild. So what are my setbacks? How many parking spots do I need? Things like that. Do I have signage? Free advertisement with signs. So can I get some exposure there? Those were things that I had to consider first before purchasing the property.
Yeah. And so, folks, what I want you to know is there's certain areas of town that have mixed use, OCC, Knob Hill, and there's some other areas, Central, down by Widener Stadium, that are now FBZ, free-base zoning. And so you can't just go out and take a property and turn it into, you know, commercial use. What Noah has really is favorable zoning in the fact that he can run his construction business, but then also rent out the front house. So what would you say with yours specifically are things where you're going, hey, this is something I'd have to budget for down the line, or things that radio listeners should have on their radar if they're looking to purchase something mixed use that may have a little bit more density as far as commercial?
Yep. How does the space work for a business? You know, you really have to consider that if you're going to grow additions, things of that nature. Is it going to make sense for what you're using it for is super important. Curb cuts, how many curb cuts, you know, parking, things of that nature are super important when considering buying a commercial property. And does it make sense for either your business or renting it to another?
Yeah, fantastic. The other thing too, folks, that's great with Noah is he was able to get a favorable loan on it. When you do mixed use, you don't have to go out and get a strictly commercial loan, which is honestly, folks, it's a tough loan because you got adjustable rates in there, you got balloon payments, and it's more risky. That's why you see people, you know, they struggle in commercial because the loan terms aren't favorable. Noah was able to go in. What'd you do, Noah? 30-year?
Yep, 30-year loan.
Yeah, 30-year fix, folks. That's the key because of the mixed use, right? So that's something I want you to really focus on is if it's strictly commercial, you can't get a 30-year fix. The best you're going to get is a 10-year fixed, or excuse me, 30-year amortized, 10 years fixed, and then you'll have a balloon after that 10 years, and your interest rate's going to be at about 4.5%. So tell us a little bit about advantages, disadvantages to owning your own building.
Yes, building that equity through the building. I kind of got sick of lining the pockets of my landlord on my last rental shop that I was renting before I purchased my commercial shop. So that's a great feeling, creates a little revenue and a retirement possibly, you know, that's something I can rely on in the future.
And I'm going to interrupt you, the tax write-offs.
Absolutely.
You had no tax. Well, you had some. You're paying rent, but not like the interest write-offs, all the capital improvements you're doing. Now you're getting the tax benefit.
Exactly. Any maintenance, depreciation on the property as well, you can write these things off. And I think it'll almost outweigh the cost of the building over time. Some other things, additional revenue streams. I have an empty room in the back of the shop, and I'm going to rent that out for $500 to a guy. So, I mean, it can create additional revenue streams. Freedom and control. I can knock down walls. I can build one. I can add a fence. Whatever the case may be, whatever I need to fit my business and the growth, I can do. So it really creates that control and freedom that I didn't have with this most recent property that I had. For instance, I wanted to expand the gate. She wouldn't do it. So it was hard getting my truck in and out. Now I can do as I please. Strong appreciation with a lot of these properties, which is great, especially in the industrial side of properties right now. As you know, they're hard to find. They're hard to come by. So that's a great advantage, the strong appreciation. I can borrow against the property someday. Say if I'm in a bind working on a big project, whatever the case may be, I can borrow against that property and pull some money out. Financial stability is super important. With rent changing and going up constantly, I know the long-term costs, which is super important. I know what I'm going to be paying over the long term of this building versus every 6 months my rent's going up.
Yeah, and folks, I want you to hear that because it's very important. We talk about overhead. And when you have a business that knows, okay, this is what my nut is every month, and okay, what could go up? Taxes over time is like an increase monthly, but that can go up over time. Insurance rates can go up, but ultimately no one knows his overhead, right? So if you're listening, you own your own business, you're going, yeah, I mean, my landlord can kick me out and decide to sell the property. They can up the rent a ton. And so what I look at is if I'm hiring someone like Noah, I'm going, well, I would expect, you know, your cost to be less than somebody else who's renting, right? Because there's less certainty in their budget. And so I feel like that goes into the reputation that Noah would have. And then also to the fact that, you know, his costs will be lower and he's invested in the community. So he cares more, right? Somebody who's renting a space may go, well, I'm renting here 2 to 3 years. If it doesn't work out, I'm going to Kansas. And, you know, you're really invested in the community. And that's what I want the radio listeners to hear is you have somebody who's bought in, invested in the community, laying down roots, who has a great reputation previously working at Pikes Peak Regional. So if you're listening to this right now and you're going, yeah, I need some work done, you call 719-822-9222. That's 719-822-9222. And Noah, you can text Noah as well. And you can send him a picture and say, hey, my fence went down. Hey, how about this? Can you give me a ballpark?
Absolutely.
You know, it's so much simpler than calling one of these big companies and going, oh, we'll send a guy out in a week or two. You're dealing with the owner, and he just does a phenomenal job, folks. He's doing a big put together right now where we had a condo flood and you know, taking care of us on that as well. So tell us a little bit in the end here about inflation, how that's affecting you and the construction industry.
Yes, wood increases again went up another 20% just in the last couple weeks. One thing I'm doing with customers, if you're looking to build a deck, do a basement finish, let's order those materials and we'll get them, we'll put them in your garage. And that way, you know, you have the materials there. If you need to wait on funds another month to finish the project, at least you don't have to worry about those increases in prices. I see contractors cutting corners with all these fences down right now. I drove by a fence being put up the other day. They were using treated wood posts. Those wood posts are going to bind, twist, and your fence is going to fall down in 2 years.
Yeah.
So be careful. It's very important to look into these contractors. Do your due diligence because I'm seeing a lot of things, these contractors cutting corners. One thing that I've personally done, I've changed my estimates to 7 days versus only good for 30 because of the constant changing of prices. And then supply chain issues. We're still running into supply chain issues. For instance, that property I'm working with you on
that
flooded. Yeah. You know, cabinets can take 8 to 10 weeks. It used to be 4 weeks to get. So, you know, there's a lot of things to consider, the inflation going on in the supply chain. So that's why give us a call. We can help you get this project going before these prices continue to go up. And just for instance, I text a lady today saying, look, roof prices are going up next week. Let's get your roof stocked tomorrow. And then that way, if you got to wait a few weeks to come up with the funds, we can take care of you.
Yeah, and that's key, folks. Somebody who's looking out for you and your dollar, because a lot of business owners will probably go, that's too much hassle for me. I don't care. I'm not even tracking it. Well, whatever. Then my customer will just pay the increase. It's not coming out of my pocket. So, folks, that's what we look for on this show. Somebody has a heart, somebody who, you know, is really watching out for you. And so, once again, if you want Noah's contact information, it is 719-822-9222. That's 822-9222, and that's Pioneer Construction. Anything else, Noah? You got any parting words in the last minute?
No, just, yeah, If you're affected by that windstorm, have us come out and check out your roof. Make sure there's no shingles blown off. Give us a call for your fence or deck or anything that you may need.
Yeah, it's the first thing you need to do, folks. We talked with Austin last week. Do not call your insurance company. Call NOAA first.
Absolutely.
To have it come out so you don't get a ding on your insurance. So, NOAA, thanks for coming in, man. A lot of great information. Once again, folks, NOAA, a very trusted show sponsor. He makes it happen. So reach out to him. Any of your construction needs, he'll take good care of you. And stick around as we'll be back with our third segment. Dano from Unified Title. Justin Hermes here. Any questions over the break? 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. Or check out our website, thehermesteam.net. We'll be right back. Run with the cash. Home run, slam dunk, touchdown pass. Me got some Stukasa, so it ain't no holding back. Another shot of vodka, you know what's in my glass. It's my house, just relax. Welcome to my
walk 10 miles on my hands and knees. Ain't no doubt about it, baby, it's you, I, and the bees. I wrestle with a lion.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now here's Justin Hermes.
All right, folks, welcome back to Real Estate Realities. We are on the third segment here with Dano from Unified Title. How you doing, Dano?
I am doing absolutely, ostentatiously phenomenal.
I love it, man. I love it. You look good. You got the sweater on. You look buff. That's awesome. Oh,
dude, I had this Colorado weather. I love it. I really do. But sometimes it just needs to make up its mind.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, but I'm doing good, man.
All right. That's awesome. So, folks, if you're tuning in for the first time, Unified Title, they're a monthly contributor. They handle all our closings, the Hermes team. They do a phenomenal job for us. And what I wanted to talk a little bit about is kind of the culture. You hear a lot of people talk about, you know, what makes a company special. And I've always believed it's the people who work there, right? I mean, everyone has the closing, right? Everyone has the wire, the transfer. I mean, all that stuff is pretty vanilla towards every company. But what makes it special is the people. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about culture and kind of bring the radio listeners into what it means really working at Unified.
Yeah, I mean, the interesting part about this whole deal, Justin, is I had no intention in getting involved with business development with Unified Title. I really didn't. I mean, the things that I wanted to do was essentially, you know, I had my own company, blah, blah, blah. In order for me to really want to engage in something like this and work for Brian Cooper at Unified Title was the fact that I needed something that had good company culture. And I know it sounds really corny, but everybody say I'm motivated by business that contributes back to the community, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. And Unified does both of those things. And so I really, if I was to work for a title company, I needed to know that the company culture was solid, that the people were supported that I was working with, as well as my clients and customers. It was just tall and short. That's all it was. And I became so impressed with the company that I threw my heart and soul into this company, and my sales reflected it. My happiness on the job reflected it. My personal life did. So, and just the support that I got from Brian. And that's not just to me, it's to all the employees there. I mean, the family oriented concept or reality of what it is like over at Unified is very evident. If you ever spend a day or two in there, you can see that right off the bat. One of the things that I didn't get a chance, thankfully, to experience is the layoffs that happened 8-10 years ago, or whatever, prior to when they had the downturn. But from what I understand, he resisted layoffs. What he did was he worked out a system where people could take, okay, I'm going to take Mondays and Fridays off, and the other person said, I'm going to take Tuesdays and Thursdays off. So he resisted layoffs, where all of our competitors were laying off people left and right. Mm-hmm. I mean, what kind of loyalty can you have with that kind of stuff, or what kind of stability, especially when the majority of the people in our workforce are single mothers?
Yeah.
Or you have a husband and wife that are working big time, and then they have kids, and you know, you've got crazy schedules and that kind of stuff. So that was another key indicator. Celebrations and team building was a core thing that Unified did on a regular basis. They brought everybody together. The team building part, like let's say sales came together, all the front desk personnel, escrow assistants, you know, just those are certain, you know, specialty ones that we did. And then as well as company wide ones where we'd get together as, let's say, locations like our downtown, our north location, Jetstream, our Tenderfoot location. And then the other thing that was really evident that we had a solid company culture is when we got bought by Stewart. They didn't change a darn thing. They liked us exactly the way that they were. They wanted to reflect that culture. Stewart wanted to have that culture as part of their business, because for years they tried to take us out and they couldn't, because they felt, because we had the right sauce, the secret sauce. We had that company culture. And it's really, you know, people can say it all the time, And you know it as well as I do, that when you've had one or two consistent bad experiences with a particular title company or whatever, you don't really know how important that company culture is and how that really kind of benefits the closings, which then, of course, benefit your customers, benefits you, and benefits the employee. So I, like I said, that's a rambling example of some of the different things that unified company culture is all about.
Yeah, and I tell you what, it's the personal touch, folks. I mean, I can attest to it. I was down there 2 weeks ago for a closing, and, you know, the gal who I closed with, Ramey, wasn't able to stick around. But two other gals, Carmen and drawing a blank on the second name now.
Leanne. Yeah.
We're down there, and they helped close it until 6:30. And it's very important for my seller to get that done, funded. He was in a tight financial position in between homes. And so that's the extra stuff that goes into it rather than saying, hey, sorry, it's 5 o'clock. We're done for the day, right?
And so that
team atmosphere is huge, and that's what gets people to the finish line. And folks, it's important because especially when we're in a market where people are selling and buying and they're really on a tight transition as far as, you know, if you have a contingency, there's not room to mess up, right? That wire has to go out same day to the next title company. You got to really have a cohesive agent. And I can tell you too, the better agents, I believe, are, you know, working with Unified Title.
And
it all comes down to the team component. I mean, who's the lender? Who's the title company? Who's the insurance on the deal? You know, all that stuff adds into making it, you know, making it successful and getting to the closing table.
Well, it's that culture that developed the desire in those people, Carmen and Leanne. And by the way, I was just down the street on I-25 hustling my you-know-what into the office to assist.
Even though
I had an EDC meeting going on at the same time, so I was multitasking. I had the EDC on Zoom or whatever in my car. I wasn't watching. Okay, I was listening.
Yeah,
I was. I was not. I was not. Hey, Joe, you're not listening right now. Okay, over at the sheriff's department, we don't want that. Anyway, I was on my way feverishly to get back there in case I was needed. So that's and I only do that, or I think people stay a little bit later, go that little bit, you know, further for their clients. It's embedded into their DNA because of what Brian and the leadership over at Unified has done for them.
Yeah, it pushes people to want to give that extra bit, you know, instead of just coming in, punching the clock. And, you know, it's really evident how the longevity of a lot of the people you've had at Unified and how long they've been there working and how long you guys have been in business, too.
Yeah.
You know, that's really the thing. And the fact that I know you guys got bought out by Stewart, but having Brian, who's locally invested, you mentioned down at the Chamber EDC. So, I mean, you care about the community, and that is so important, folks, because you know, anybody can collect a paycheck, but it's, hey, am I invested in seeing the Springs head in the right direction? You know, is my heart fully in the deal, or I'm here to make a buck?
Right. Right. Because, I mean, when you look at a lot of the people that are in the title industry are usually, and this is not a knock on the industry at all, are usually not college educated. Yep. Okay. And they learn this business through a mentorship type program. Mm-hmm. They could start maybe as an escrow assistant, work their way up within the business. So I think that education type commitment to the employees also bears some amazing fruit. Like, we get people like, you know, not to single out closers because we got a whole bevy of amazing ones, but Lisa Simon over at Jetstream, Stephanie, it's been there forever, Heather Adams, check the whole team, Amanda Sherm, I could go on and on. Ramey Baker, who's with you, yeah.
She's got a lot of patience because, you know, she's working with
she's working with you.
She's going to get a great reward when she gets to heaven. They're going to be like, Ramey, you were just so patient with that Justin guy, and we are going to just give you a great big cloud to sit on.
Yeah, well, she has been put in for sainthood, just so you know.
They're already pre-giving, you know, just to help her, give her some encouragement.
That's right.
Yeah. That's hilarious. But no, we do move fast, and you know, it's important you have somebody who's, you know, able to keep up and has the experience, because you do see some smaller title companies where you don't have those veterans in there. And it's important. I mean, just like in a real estate company, have those veterans who are able to really pull the younger people along and say, hey, this is how it's done. I think it makes a world of difference.
It does. And not to underscore this again, but this really means a lot. But just the fact that Brian is willing to do what he can to make sure that people stay employed when there's a downturn.
Yeah.
Because that's job security. Think about that. These people, you know, put their heart and soul into these jobs, into their clients, knowing that in the back of their mind that he's going to do what he can to keep them employed, even in a down economy, I think means the world to them.
That's
and
huge
to me.
Because when things are good, you see people's, you know, you don't really know. You see people's true colors when stuff gets tough and
yep.
how they're going to be, you know. So, Deanna, how do we get a hold of you again?
My mobile is the best way to get a hold of me because I am all over the city. It's 719-351-9705. Dan Osinski is the full name over at Unified Title, a division of Stewart.
Great testimony there to Unified Title. Daniel, thanks for coming on. Appreciate
it's
you.
It's my pleasure, Justin. Much success to you, my brother.
Thanks. Another show in the books here, folks. Talking title, home mortgage, all that's fun. Most important thing is using the gifts God has given you and blessing the community. My number, 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. We'll be right back here next Sunday at 10:30.
Sunday morning ever, and Sunday pass on by. I'll be working here forever, at least until I die. Damn if you do, damn if you don't. I'm supposed to get a raise next week, you know damn well I won't.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Working for a living, working, working for a living. Cause I'm working for a living.